Sherlock, Sioux City Tarp, and Thunderstone. Minimize your fenders and your Dexter and Redneck trailer parts. We can make you a custom hydraulic hose and stock Interstate batteries. At Clements Welding and Supply, we make custom metal projects and farm equipment repairs. Check us out on Facebook or stop by Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And along with studio engineer MJ, back in Hiawatha, Wade Gershon with you in Rossville. It's the Battle of the Bulldogs and the Eagles, and the girls' game up first should be quite the matchup. Rossville ranked 6th in 2A, off to a 3-0 start. This will be their first Big East league game ever, as they've had non-league games so far to start the year. Win over Bishop Ward, 89-9. Win over Sacred Heart, 57-50, despite 20 turnovers. And Saturday beat Chapman, 65-25 at the Irish Classic in Chapman. Silver Lake ranked 5th in 3A. They were ranked number 2. They're 2-1 overall, 2-0 in the biggest league, coming off a win against Perry LeCompton to start the year, 78-23, then destroyed Holton, 65-33, then lost at number 2 ranked in Division 1 Centralia, who finished 30 years ago at State and has everybody back except one starter. Centralia hit Silver Lake with a 24-7 run to start the game. Centralia then saw that lead dwindle all the way down to 2. Silver Lake with a valiant comeback, but Centralia hit free throws down the stretch, and that snapped Silver Lake's 28-game winning streak. Leaders on these two teams, Kalen Haney, 5'7", junior point guard, averaging 19 points and 7 rebounds for Silver Lake. And for Rossville, it's their point guard, Riley Dick, 5'6", junior, 2-year starter, averaging 24 points per contest through the first 3 games of the year. She's already hit 13 threes, shooting 45% from 3, is Riley Dick. So it's Rossville and Silver Lake. Last year, Silver Lake, of course, didn't lose to anybody, 26-0. Rossville went 18-4. Finished second in the league behind Silver Lake in the Mideast League, and now, of course, it's the Big East League, combination of Big 7 in the Mideast, and they lost the substate semifinals, upset by St. Mary's, 48-45. Derek Dick, the head coach in his first year, he was the head coach at Rossville for the boys for 8 years, had 116 wins and 56 losses. Last year, Silver Lake won 65-52, and then won here in Rossville on February the 9th, 68-39. Let's introduce you to starting lineups first for Silver Lake. Head coach Kyle Porter in his 8th year overall, 5th at Silver Lake, state champion coach last year with the Eagles and at Royal Valley back in 2019, assisted by Mark Johnson, Johnny Roberts. Kellen Haney, a 5'7 junior point guard, 21 points against Centralia on Friday, averaging 19.7 rebounds, 5 assists, and 3 steals. Taylor Zordo, a 5'5 senior guard, averaging 7.6 rebounds. Paige Hyman, a 5'10 junior forward, averaging 9.4 rebounds. Ella Bolins, a 5'11 senior guard forward, averaging 9.4 rebounds, 2 assists. And Karis Deiter, the 5'6 freshman, career high 19 points, 4 threes in a loss at Centralia, averaging 12 points, 3 steals, and 3 rebounds a game. For Rossville, assistant coach Taylor Horak, head coach Derek Dick, Cheyenne Hahn is a 5'4 senior guard, returning starter, averaging 8.7 rebounds. Riley Dick, 5'6 junior point guard, coach's daughter, averaging 24 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. Maggie Sanders, a 5'4 junior guard, averaging 7.4 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. Sydney Sumner is a 5'11 senior center, averaging 2 points and 3 rebounds. And Nora Burdick, 5'11 sophomore forward, returning starter, and she's had a big start to her season, averaging 21 points, 12 rebounds a game to go along with 4 assists and 4 steals. And last year, she averaged 15 points, 9 rebounds as a freshman. And she's coming up back-to-back double-doubles, 20 points, 14 rebounds against Sacred Heart, 16 points, 12 rebounds against Chapman. And that's after she started here with 26 points at a win against Bishop Ward. Silver Lake and Rossville, both these teams have scored a lot of points in the early part of this season. Silver Lake averaging 67 a game, Rossville 70. Rossville giving up just 28 points per game, but this will be a big step up in competition for the Bulldogs here tonight, shooting 46% from the floor. Silver Lake shooting 44% from the floor, giving up just 41 points a game. Both teams shooting 31% from three-point land, 57% from the line for Rossville, 63% for Silver Lake. Turnovers, Rossville turnover at 14 turnovers a game, Silver Lake at 12 per contest. Drinks for Rossville, their experience, 3 starters back, top 2 scorers back from a year ago. Concerns, height, depth, rebounding, and turnovers. They like to play fast, 8-player rotation. Their goal is to win league and make it to state. And they haven't been to state since 2006. In Silver Lake, the goal is just to embrace the chase, defending state champions. And their strengths, their guards, their point guards, they can create off the dribble. Concerns, second chance points, and just identifying roles early in the year and getting some experience, because force starters departed a year ago and graduated for Silver Lake. We are underway. The tip is controlled by Rossville. With it for the Bulldogs, Riley Dick, and she throws it away. Early turnover for Rossville. And here comes Silver Lake moving from left to right on radio dial. Here's a three-pointer on the way, and too strong, put up there by Karis Guider. The rebound underneath by Hyman, knocked away, and a loose ball, whistle, and a foul called on the Roscoe Lady Bulldogs. And the personal foul is on Sumner, a senior, her first foul. Roscoe starts two seniors, two juniors, and a sophomore. 14 on the roster, only 12 healthy bodies, though. So they're going to play half of a JV game, couldn't play a C-team game tonight. They have just two seniors on the roster, six juniors, three sophomores, three freshmen. Here's a pass from Haney on the baseline, going to Zortle. The ball is deflected out of bounds, last touched by Roscoe. Bulldogs in their home white uniforms with the red numerals and lettering outlined in black. Actually, it's more of the like a silver tent to the numerals and lettering outlined in red. And then Silver Lake is in the maroon and gold. Pass inside to Hyman off her right ball and out of bounds. Not a great pass there from the perimeter by Boland, and she knew it. So early turnover for both teams. Silver Lake, their seventh state championship a year ago, going undefeated 26-0, only one double-digit win. The rest they won comfortably until the state title game against Heston, winning 66-61. Here's a great pass underneath, and the layup is good. Verdict, a diagonal pass to Sumner right on the money, and Roscoe has the early 2-0 lead. What a look there by Burdick, who's a sophomore, very talented. Baseline J is rattled in there for Silver Lake. That's Karis Guider, the freshman, who had 19 and career high in 4 threes against Centralia on Friday. Silver Lake came all the way back from down 17 after 1 to cut it to 2 in the fourth, and now Burdick, a strong take to the goal, and is fouled on the attempt. She will shoot free throws. See who this foul is on. It is on Taylor Zortle. That is her first. Of course, 5 team fouls. A new rule per quarter last year. Double bonus, no 1-1s. Second year with that line of play, as the free throw is knocked down by Burdick, a 54% foul shooter in the early going this season. Roscoe coming in 3-0. First league game of the year. Silver Lake 2-1, 2-0 in league play. These teams will play again on February the 18th at Silver Lake. Second free throw spit out by the goal. Rebounded by Boland. 1 out of 2 for Burdick. And it's 3-2. On the baseline, now the pass to Hyman, as Dider's trying to throw to Hyman. And it's a little touch pass. And a turnover for Silver Lake. That's their second of the evening. Here's a 3 on the way. It's off the back iron. No good there by Riley Dick. And a loose ball foul called on the Bulldogs. And that is on Sumner. That is her second. We mentioned that Rossville, they really had 11 healthy players for the Irish Classic the last two games, as Lenny Lewis, a sophomore, been sick, missed the last couple of games, and then Ellie Sanders out for the year with a torn ACL. Shaylee Hubble, a starter a year ago, out for the year, had a rib removed. Here's Haney, off-balance shot, gliding on the baseline, swishes it from about 7. Nice move by Kaylin Haney, and it is 4-3, Silver Lake with their first lead in the early going. Driving step through, good layup there by Burdick. She has 3, and it's 5-4 Roscoe. Silver Lake moving to our right, little crossover by Haney, kick into the corner, wide open, Dider, high arcing 3, off the heel, weak side rebound, and a Burdick pass ahead. Here is Riley Dick, the junior, pull up Jay for 15, splash. Riley Dick, who is off to a great start, averaging 24 points a game, shooting 49% from the floor, and she's hit 13 of her 29 three-point attempts. And it's 7-4 Rossville. Haney bounce pass far corner to Zortle, played out front to Boland. Boland has it left of the key, swings it right side, now back to Boland, launches the 3 right of the key. That one tried to bank off the heel. What a rebound by Dider, and then she got away with a travel on the putback try, and a foul called on the Bulldogs. Their third team foul of this first quarter. And let's see who this is on. It's on Cheyenne Hahn, returning starter from a year ago, her first. 5:34 to play in this first quarter. 7-4 in favor of Rossville. Free throw on the way. And put in there by Dider. Dider, a freshman. Brother Brody on the boys team that we'll see later tonight. Second free throw is short. And a strong rebound again by Burdick. So 1 out of 2 for Dider. She's 75% from the line so far through 3 games. Burdick swings it over in the right corner. Dick, pump fake on 3, drives baseline, pull up Jay, nothing but nylon. Boy, Riley Dick, off to a great start, she has 4, and it's 9-5 Rossville. Here are the Eagles. Haney behind the back dribble, cutting on the baseline, getting the passes, Dider, and she is hammered across the arm, going up for the finger roll attempt. And that is on Lily Mitchell, who checked in the game, a 5'5 junior. That's her first. Already 14 fouls on the Lady Bulldogs with 5:11 to play in this first quarter. Ronso leading 9-5. Free throw on the way. Back iron no good for Deiter. Karis Deiter, 4 of 10 from 3 this year. She is now 4 of 7 from the line on the season. 1 of 3 tonight in this first quarter. Second free throw. She knocks this one down. 9-6 in favor of Rossville in the early going, halfway through or almost halfway through the first quarter. Here from Rossville, game of the week on 96.9 The Pulse. Burdick drives against Hyman, puts off the off-balance shot, left it short. Ball ricochets, pinballs around, picked up by Burdick. Burdick steps through, had it blocked, and a foul called on Boland, who is beside herself in disbelief. She thought that was a clean block. Official does not agree, and Boland picks up the first. Well, that's her first and the second team foul on Silver Lake. Silver Lake wins over Perry LeCompton, Holton, and then the loss to Centralia, snapping their 28-game winning streak. That loss to the Panthers, no shame in that. At Centralia, there was a raucous atmosphere, hostile environment. Coach Porter said, you know, we were shell-shocked early, but, man, we really responded. He was proud of his team. Only one starter back from last year's team went undefeated, and that was, of course, is Kaylin Haney. Second free throw by Burdick. She makes the first. She swishes the second. She has 5 in the early going, 11-6 Rossville. Haney to the trailer, Boland, giving some space. Man-to-man defense by Rossville. Silver Lake also in a man-to-man. Here's Haney. See if she can go to work. Brings it over to Boland, left wing. Boland looks inside for a cutter. Gets it to Deiter. Deiter steps through. Shot up. No. But the whistle and the foul called on the Bulldogs. And that is team foul number 5 on Rossville. We still have 4:42 to play in this first quarter. Silver Lake will be in the bonus the rest of this first period. Foul is on Maggie Sanders, her first. Free throw on the way and rolls out. Deiter making a living at the line. 5 free throw attempts. She's made just 2 so far here in the first stanza. Kyle Porter, head coach, 8th year, record 132-44, 5th year at Silver Lake. Second free throw drilled. Deiter now with 5. And it is 11-7 in favor of the Bulldogs. They have the ball moving right to left on your radio dial. Verdict kicks it over to Riley Dick out front. This is Maggie Sanders. Puts it back. 3-pointer on the way by Cheyenne Hahn. That one an air ball. And then tipped out of bounds. Last touch by whom? Official on the baseline needs a little bit of help. And they say it's Silver Lake basketball. Coach Porter won a state championship with Royal Valley back in 2019. Was a haze high for a year. And then the state championship last year in year number 4 with Silver Lake, undefeated 26-0. And, of course, league champion as well. With the basketball is Dortle. Haney swings it right side. They lob it in. Posting up right block. Turnaround shot by Hyman. That one too strong. An air ball. Verdict another rebound. It's been one and done for Silver Lake so far. Pump fake by Dick. Pull up Jay is off the front iron. Hyman battling for the rebound, but it's tipped out, and Rossville has it. Posting up. Turning. Left-handed pass. Verdict out on the perimeter. Riley Dick. Dick drives against Deiter, and a foul called on the freshman against the experienced junior point guard for Rossville. Deiter's first and team foul number 3. On Silver Lake. Silver Lake ranked 5th in Class 3A. Rossville ranked 6th in 2A, so they will not meet each other in the postseason. But they will play again on February the 18th at Silver Lake, late in the regular season. There's a lob all the way out front to the foul line now is Burdick. Off the screen, Dick in the corner, launches the triple. This one missed everything, and it rebounded by Haney. Nice look ahead, running the floor, Deiter in stride and lays it in for 2. What a pass by Haney. She gets the assist, and now Riley Dick goes right down the lane and a foul called. Haney thought it was a jump ball, but they say he got her with the cross the arm. That's her first, and the 14th foul on Silver Lake. Eagles within 2, 11-9 on the fine pass by Haney ahead to Deiter, who has 7 of Silver Lake's 9. He is just a freshman. Very talented freshman. Of course, Kaylin Haney, she is one of the best guards in the state. She is just a junior. Last year averaged 11 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and she's going to do much more than that offensively this year, averaging 19.7 rebounds, 5 assists, and 3 steals thus far this year. Career high 26, and it came at a good time in the state title game against Heston and Hutch back in March. Free throw swished by Riley Dick. She has 5. 71% foul shooter. Rossville's led the entire way. Actually, Silver Lake led for a moment 4-3 as Riley Dick hits both free throws. She has 6, and Rossville back up by 4, 13-9, 3:28 to go here in this first quarter. From Rossville High School, home of the Bulldogs. Left-hand corner looking inside is Savannah Wendy's into the ballgame. She's at 5 threes on the year, averaging 6 off the bench. Pull up Jay off the dribble as Haney, and then a box out by Hahn, and she leveled Haney on the box out. And so Hahn picks up her second, and that is the 16th foul. 5 team fouls puts the other team in a double bonus. There are no one and ones anymore in high school basketball, if you didn't know. Free throw by Haney is up and good. Jalen Haney, just 58% from the line so far this year, but I'm sure that number will improve. More free throw attempts she has. Second free throw on the way. It's up, and that one is in and out. She gets 3 free throws as she was fouled on the 3-point shot. Third free throw on the way for the junior point guard, and she rattles that one home. So 2 out of 3 for Kaylin Haney, and now allows Silver Lake to set full court pressure, and Derek Dick, head coach of Rossville, wants a timeout. 13-11 Rossville, 3:18 to go here in the first quarter. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with student engineer MJ, Wade Gershner with you from Rossville. Rossville Bulldogs leading the girls' varsity contest 13-11. Rossville ranks 6th in 2A. Silver Lake ranks 5th in 3A. Rossville 3-0, Silver Lake 2-1. Full court pressure, it's just full court, man, and they'll clear out and let Riley Dick bring it up against Haney. What a battle of two very talented point guards, two of the best in the state. Riley Dick gets the screen, lobs it inside, right block, turnaround shot, Burdick misses, tips it around, fought for, out of bounds. I think it was last touch by the Eagles, it was. Eagles in the maroon uniforms with the gold numerals and lettering. Gold on the side of their shorts. Rossville in the white uniforms with the scarlet gray numerals outlined in red. Red trim around the jersey and the shorts. Here's Verdict, and bumped into there on the lob out to the elbow. Didn't want to do it, did Boland, but called for the personal. That's her second. And that's the 15th foul on Silver Lake. So 2:59 to play in the first quarter, and both teams will be shooting free throws the rest of this frame. That's what's so beautiful about resetting fouls every quarter, is the free throw is up and rolled in there by Burdick. She is 4-5 from the line. She has 6. Burdick, just a sophomore. She's averaging 21 points, 12 rebounds, 4 steals, and 4 assists already this year. Second free throw is good. And Coach Derek Dick, in his first year, head coach Rossville, coached the boys for 8 years. He said, she is one of the best athletes in the state. She's just a sophomore. 15-11 in favor of Rossville. 2-3 zone by the Lady Bulldogs. With it is Jaylee Whitehead. Inside trying to go to Haney. The pass by Dider was off to the right, and it was deflected. Pass ahead. Rossville has on the turnover by Silver Lake. The little pull-up runner is off the mark on the left side from 12 by Riley Dick. Here's Haney in the open floor. 5-on-5. Kick out. Lefty's 3. Windy short. And the ball goes out of bounds, far corner, and into the stands in the front row. Into the Rossville student section. Some of them wearing some festive Christmas sweaters and a Santa cap. Full court man-to-man by the Eagles. Inbounds comes to Burdick. And Burdick, 5'11", sophomore who can handle the ball and then post as well. Good relief valve on that pressure. Going in the lane, throwing up a wild shot off the glass. Banker doesn't fall. The follow doesn't go either. And now finally it's Burdick again, and she can't score. Well, Mitchell had an opportunity. And now Dieter back the other way, and a blocking foul called on the Bulldogs. Boy, Riley Dick thought she had drawn the charge. Instead, it's her first personal. And Dieter will go to the line for 2 free throws. Aggressive move coming down the floor. Basically kind of one-on-one. Lenny Lewis threw up a wild shot in the lane, and then Willie Mitchell had a follow. She missed. Burdick tried a third time, couldn't get to go, and then it was a run out after the rebound. Haney ahead to Dider. Dider's free throw back iron, no. Terris Dider, a freshman, has attempted 7 free throws in this first quarter. Now we have an official stoppage. So they'll sort some things out at the scorer's table. Second free throw for Dieter, looking for point number 8 of the night, and that one's too strong. Rebound, Haney. Pump fake, steps through, shot blocked by Burdick, and she gets the rebound. Dieter just 3 of 8 from the foul line. 15 to 11, Rouseville. Riley Dick into the lane, kicks it out, wide open baseline, 17-footer, missed everything too strong, an air ball put up by Lily Mitchell. Loose ball foul on the weak side, getting the rebound, it's called on Rossville, and this is on Maggie Sanders, her second. It bears repeating, Rossville only has 12 healthy players. They have 14 out this year. Two are done for the year due to injuries already. They had just enough to play two quarters of JV earlier tonight. Couldn't play a C-team game. As Paige Hyman comes in, as does Elena Brewster for Silver Lake, and Dieter and Zorda will get a breather. Burdick missing the free throw. She is 5 of 7 from the line. Tons of free throws in this first quarter for both teams. Second free throw, it clangs off to the left. So Dieter missed a pair of free throws. Now Burdick misses a pair. Under 2 to play, first quarter, 15-11 Rossville. Silver Lake only led one time at 4-3. They swing against the zone, down low, posting up, foul again. This one is on Lily Mitchell. Now here's second. Rossville has all kinds of foul trouble, and we still have a minute 39 to go in the first quarter. And Coach Dick has to go with the 2-3 zone to protect his team with all the foul trouble. Can't afford to go man. Free throw bouncing off for Elena Brewster. 3 of 5 from the line now on the season. And Silver Lake hasn't shot free throws too well here tonight, shooting 63% on the season. Rossville just 57% on the year. Second free throw, that one bounces in for Brewster. Averages 2 points off the bench. Her first point tonight. And it's 15-12 in favor of the Bulldogs. Here is Burdick across the Bulldog logo half court to the right side angling. Now veering over left is Riley Dick with a right-hand dribble crossover. Drives left to the right of the lane. Now the kick-out three-point shot is buried there by Lenny Lewis. She averages 8 a game. It's the last 2 games due to sickness. That's the first made three-pointer of the game. And it's 18-12 Rossville, their biggest lead of the night. Here's Haney. They swing against the 2-3 zone. Back left side to Windy to the high post. Stepping through as Brewster swatted by Burdick, but out of bounds. To our right on the baseline. You are sitting exactly, precisely at midcourt. Top row of the bleachers. Kind of makeshift desk. Here's the inbounds. Lob into Jaylee Whitehead. Lobs it into the near corner. Nice catch by Brewster, so it wasn't a turnover. Bulldogs staying at 2-3 on the out-of-bounds play. Top of the key, now bring back over to the left is Whitehead. Open Windy, 3, far wing, bingo! Savannah Windy with her 6-3 of the year, first tonight for Silver Lake. And now a steal, almost a steal by Haney. She saved it as she's falling out of bounds. It goes to Riley Dick. Dick steps through a double team, misses, gets her own rebound, and the ball out of bounds. Last touch by Rossville. And it belongs to the Eagles with 34 seconds to play first quarter, 18-15 Rossville. Silver Lake has attempted 13 free throws. Rossville has attempted 10. 23 free throws in this first quarter. Silver Lake will see if they hold for the final shot of the first period. Haney now playing the role of the high post. She catches left elbow, kicks it out. Windy will line up another triple. This one's short. Rebound, power dribble, stepping through and scoring is Haney. She has 6. Silver Lake within 1. 9 seconds to go in the quarter. Riley Dick, a little bit of a bump there by Haney. No call. They let him play. Burdick launches, top of the key, 3. Hits the front iron. Rebounded by Windy. Gives it to Haney. Launches down the floor, set from the opposite foul line. Roll short at the end of the first quarter. 18-17 Rossville. Back in 1 minute. This is the game of the week on 96.9 The Pulse.
Chances are, you're spending more time at home these days. Get a feel-good, smell-good home by cleaning your carpets, vents, and furniture. Bob's Janitorial wants to help you have a healthy home. For reliable, flexible, and friendly service, visit bobsjanitorial.com to set your appointment today.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at NextTech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
23 free throws attempted in the first quarter combined between the two teams. Rossville was 7-10 from the line. Silver Lake just 6-13. Rossville led most of that first quarter. Silver Lake led for a nanosecond at 4-3. We begin the second quarter here from Rossville High School, home of the Bulldogs, and Rossville leading Silver Lake in the girls' varsity contest. League opener for Rossville. Third league game for Silver Lake. Rossville girls 18, Silver Lake 17. Boys game coming up later tonight. Rossville ranked 7th in 2A at 2-1. Silver Lake is undefeated 3-0. Not yet ranked, but if they keep winning, they will be. 18-17 is our score. Silver Lake with the basketball moving from left to right. Into the far corner it goes to Brewster. Looks inside and telegraphed that pass. Knocked away there by Lewis and stolen. Now Haney steals it right back at half court. Crossover all the way to the goal. Flips it up and misses with the reverse layup. Then Dider had the rebound. Ripped away. And then a tie-up between Haney and Burdick. And it will stay. Actually, it will go over to Rossville. There weren't too many turnovers in that first quarter of action. In fact, I've got Silver Lake with two and Rossville with two. There's a lot of free throws. 18-17 in favor of Rossville. Silver Lake, after winning 28 in a row, trying to avoid losing two in a row, and now slipping and falling at the foul line as Riley Dick loses the ball, taken away by Savannah Windy. So third turnover for the Bulldogs. Here is Haney, getting a little bit of room. Fires it near corner to Dider. Flash into the block is Hyman. Now back to Haney, into the corner, Dider. Great position down low. Hyman turned, shot up, missed the banker. Boy, she had a point-blank turnaround, but a little bit too strong. Rebound by Burdick. Burdick back the other way. A step through all the way to the goal. Lays it in off of the window. Burdick with 9 of her team's 20. And Rossville leads 20-17. 7 minutes to go in the first half. Haney, chest pass, left side. Underhand pass back to Haney from Windy. Haney pull up in the lane. Soft touch, and she gets it to bounce in there. Haney now with 8. Averages 19 a game. And just a junior. Riley Dick, point guard, Rossville, averaging 24 a game. She's a junior, and now she dribbles too deep, knocked away, diving for it, was Windy, ripped away by Riley Dick. The Rossville keeps possession. Here is Lewis, hit a 3 moments ago. Posting up is Burdick. One dribble pass tipped and stolen. Windy saves it underneath the Rossville basket. Off the arms of Hyman, ricochets into the hands of Haney. Nice look ahead. Great catch by Dider. Flips it up. Can't finish close to the goal on the bunny. Burdick had it. Knocked away. Hyman back to Dider. Throws up a wild shot. Partially blocked. And here come the Bulldogs from right to left in the white uni. 6-10 to play. First half, 20-19 in favor of Rossville. A 3 on the way is off the mark. Put up there by Maggie Sanders from the near wing. So the Lake has a chance to take the lead down 1. They trailed by as many as 6, 18-12 late in that first quarter. Lob into Haney, cutting to the goal into the lane. Back out. Right wing 3. Book it. Now to the nylon for Savannah Windy, but Haney makes the play, playing the high post against the Rossville zone. Timeout. Rossville 22-20, Silver Lake in front. Back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Ready to find your path to financial freedom? Turn to Horak Legacy Group. We're an independent financial services company dedicated to helping you with tailored strategies and top-tier insurance solutions. Protect your family and plan for a brighter future. Family-owned and locally rooted with offices in Rossville and Topeka, trust Wendy Horak and our team for your hometown financial planning needs. Horak Legacy Group, where your financial legacy begins. Those who prepare for their future have one.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
5 minutes and 43 seconds of play before intermission. Rossville girls leading Silver Lake most of the game, but right before that last timeout, a three-pointer by Savannah Windy giving Silver Lake the advantage, 22-20. Bulldogs with the ball. Silver Lake matches up man-to-man in the half court. Riley Dick against Haney to the high post with the elbows. Burdick. Burdick turns, kicks it out to Dick on the perimeter. Now back inside, double team, doesn't matter. Burdick banker, no. Ball tips around and corralling it is Whitehead for Silver Lake. She wants to push but doesn't have numbers into the lane and almost traveled. Now dishes to Hyman, who cuts through the middle lane. Her shot partially deflected by Burdick. Hyman gets it back. Pump fake. Whitehead lobs a great dish to Dider, lays it in. Dider with nine, and it is 24-20 in favor of Silver Lake, their biggest lead of the night. High screen and roll. Burdick along with Riley Dick goes to Hahn. Hahn, two early fouls in that first quarter. Sanders, they swing it right side. Lob Sumner into Burdick. Tipped away and stolen by Dider. Here come the Eagles. Fifth turnover, Rossville. Fourth of the quarter. Dider to the trailer, Windy. Back to Haney, giving some room. And now is patient between the circles. Swings it left side to Whitehead. Back to Haney. To Whitehead. Launches the three. Far side. That one short. Ball tipped all the way out near half court. Burdick chasing after it along with Whitehead. And Whitehead wins the race to the ball. And the Eagles now bring it back across the timeline from left to right. Across the Bulldog logo here at Rossville High School. Rossville hasn't been to state since 2006. Here's Haney. Steps through. Banker. Yes! Counted out a foul. A strong take to the goal by Kaylin Haney. A great jump stop. She has 10 and another foul on the Bulldogs. Foul is on Maggie Sanders. Now check that. They're going to say it's on... Who is it on? Is it on Mitchell or Sanders? It is on Sanders. That's her second. Haney completes a three-point play. She now has 11, 3 of 4 from the foul line. And Silver Lake now leads 27-20. It's a 10-0 spurt for the Eagles. Biggest lead tonight. Now a pass almost stolen by Haney to the free throw line. Now over to Sumner. Line drive shot well short. Rebound by Windy. Outlet to Haney. 4-on-3 for Silver Lake. Haney dishes to the lane filler, which is Whitehead, and she lays it in. Just filling the lane perfectly was Whitehead. Excellent dish. 29-20. Silver Lake on a 12-0 spurt. Burdick steps through, forces up a shot wide left, and out of bounds. Trying to save it with Sanders that stepped on the in line. Well, Silver Lake has finally found a rhythm, and Rossville forcing a few shots the last two times down. Only two seniors on this roster for Rossville, Sumner and Hahn. They start, but they're not the top two scorers. Riley Dick, a junior, and Norbertick, a sophomore. Top two scorers back from a year ago. Whitehead cut into the goal as Dider lays it up and misses all in one motion. Burdick had the ball on the rebound, and then a reach-in called on Dider, her second. Not a good reach-in there by the freshman. That is her second personal foul. Each team with just one foul in the second quarter, 3:23 and ticking before halftime. We have 23 combined free throws between the teams in the first 8 minutes. Both teams are in the double bonus halfway through the first quarter. Here's Riley Dick, a pick and roll action with Sumner. Skips it across. Inside Maggie Sanders, the verdict, great position. Banker missed wide left. Good job just holding her ground with Dider. And here's Haney across midcourt, moving to our right. Haney turns. Steps through, lobs it, far corner, wide open. The lefty, Windy, around two times. The toilet bowl spinaroo, and it came out of the goal. Did a 360 twice. Here's a three. This one misses everything by Dick, and then the ball out of bounds. Last touch by Silver Lake, but there was also a little bit of contact, and they're going to say Rossville ball. Silver Lake fans don't like that. A little bit of contact there, and it would have been Maggie Sanders with her third personal foul. Coming into the game is Elena Brewster, the senior. For Silver Lake, going out is Dider. Man, Windy, that three-pointer was halfway down, not once, but twice. Tremendous spin she had on that shot. They say the lefty punters in football have a weird spin when they kick the ball. Apparently, left-handed shooters have a little bit of a different spin, too. Here's a lob in the Burdick, cutting to the hoop on out-of-bounds play. Left it short. Challenged there by Whitehead. Outlet to Haney. Here come the Eagles in the maroon and gold. Leading by 9, 29-20 on a 12-0 run. Haney, what a dish. Hyman missed the layup. And the ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Rossville. Well, Hyman liked to have that one back. Haney set it up on a platter. And Hyman, all she had to do was feast, but she left it short. Pulled the string on the bunny. Silver Lake by 9. Rossville hasn't scored in quite some time. Haney, open, 3, top of the circle, off the heel and out-of-bounds play. Then Windy just rips it away from a Bulldog. And then a travel called on Windy. Which I'm not quite so sure about that one, but Rossville gladly accepts it. Rossville has burned a couple of timeouts. Silver Lake, they have their timeouts remaining. Just one foul on each team in the second quarter. 2:21 to go in the second period. It is 29-20, Silver Lake with the lead. One-handed pass to Lewis, and now Riley Dick, she traveled top of the key. Well, Derek Dick, the head coach his first year, he said, you know, concerns this year, lack of depth, rebounding, and turnovers. They had 20 against Sacred Heart on Friday. They won that game 57-50. They haven't had too many turnover problems in the other two games. They blew out Bishop Ward 89-9. Riley Dick and Nora Burdick each had 26 in that game, and then they beat Chapman Saturday 65-25. First league game of the year for the Lady Bulldogs. Here is Haney to the high post. A little handoff there from Brewster. Out the Windy from Haney. The three rattles that one home. Windy with nine, her third three of the night. She has eight threes on the year, and Silver Lake is up 32-20. And now Rossville, with some pressure that they're facing, bringing the ball off the floor as Claire Whitmore, a freshman in the game, and Haney nearly had a steal. 15-0 spurt for Silver Lake. Under two to play, first half. Man-to-man defense, spinning in the lane. Lewis steps through it, nowhere to go. And Rossville's shot selection has not been nearly as good in the second quarter it was in the first quarter, and they forced some shots. Out of sync, Silver Lake, on the other hand, in a rhythm. Haney into the lane, out the Windy. Why not? She has a hot hand, high arcing rainbow three. Give her another. Samantha Windy with her fourth three in the first half. Averages just six a game. And a timeout is called. 35-20, Silver Lake on an 18-0 spurt. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Introducing a new player joining Silver Lake Bank's lineup of loyalty debit cards. Pay tribute with the card that gives back with a new Folds of Honor loyalty debit card from Silver Lake Bank. Your Folds of Honor card helps support and honor the sacrifice of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. More than $125,000 has been donated to local organizations from the Silver Lake Bank loyalty card program. Show your support. Learn more at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank in Topeka, Lawrence, Overland Park, and Silver Lake. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Savannah Windy off the bench, the sophomore, has hit four threes on the night, three in this second quarter. She has nine of Silver Lake's 18 points in the stanza, and Silver Lake trailed 20-17. They have gone on an 18-0 run, and they lead now by 15, 35-20. Silver Lake called that 30-second timeout. High arcing three from the corner. Dick splashes it. Nice set out of the timeout. She has nine, her first three of the night, shooting 45% from downtown. And boy, did Rossville need that. Here's Haney in the lane, behind the back dribble. Nice up and under. Little scoop with the right. Oh, it rolls off the cup. Ball tipped around and comes away to Rossville. 35-23, Silver Lake. Dick, high arcing three over Windy. This one bouncing off. Bit of a force. Rebound, stick back. Lewis can't hit it. Now a loose ball foul called on Lewis. Her first and the second team foul on Rossville. That three-pointer by Riley Dick halts an 18-0 run by the Lady Eagles. 35-23, 50 seconds to play in the second quarter. Haney walks it up the floor with the right-hand dribble. The junior point guard with the ponytail gives it up to her teammate Elena Brewster, a senior. Elena just one of three seniors on the roster. Into the far corner, Brewster, back over to Haney. Windy is lurking over on the near side. Man-to-man defense by Rossville. They're in the zone, and Windy killed him from the outside, drilling four threes in this first half, three triples in the second quarter alone. Coming in averaging six, she's doubled that with 12 in the first half. 16 seconds, and Haney just dribbles the ball to the Bulldog logo at half court. Now she'll go to work. Double screen up high. Haney kicks in the corner. Windy can't get out the three. She drives in the lane, puts up the banker, and it goes! It stuck on the back iron and then the bridge and went through. 10 seconds, 2 seconds, one, the three on the way is no good and it wouldn't have counted. It was after the horn. Windy with 14 and Silver Lake at the break leads 37-23. Our halftime show to follow after this 2.5 minute timeout. This is high school basketball, our game of the week on 96.9 The Pulse.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
Bucati Companies in Rossville is here to protect your quality of life. They provide products and services to individuals and families that help build and protect their health and financial security throughout all stages of life. Bucati Companies can assist in a variety of ways, whether it be helping with employee benefits, HR consulting and training, property and casualty insurance, benefit administration, payroll and accounting, to even helping with compliance. They do all of this with a proven track record of service, knowledge, teamwork, and integrity. Bucati Companies in Rossville, expertise you experience.
Hi, I'm Justin Glasgow, owner of Performance Tire and Auto. During this special time of the year, we want to express our deepest gratitude to all that have supported us.
To our incredible staff, thank you for your dedication. Your hard work brings joy to our customers.
To our valued customers, you are our greatest gift. Thank you for making us a part of your holiday journey.
And to our healthcare workers, our first responders, and our teachers, your selfless service is the true spirit of the season. Thank you for all that you do.
Wishing you a joyful holiday and a Merry Christmas.
Calling all you grain haulers. Get a new tarp or trap system for your grain trailer or end dump at Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. Clements Welding and Supply are dealers for Sherlock, Sioux City Tarps, and now Thunderstone. Upgrade your manual crank system with a new electric or hydraulic system, or replace a damaged tarp. Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, your go-to location for all your tarp needs. Clements Welding and Supply is also a Minimizer fender dealer for all welding repairs of all kinds as well. Come see Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And welcome to our halftime show. It's the game of the week on 96.9 The Pulse. It was our first ever football broadcast was Rossville at Silver Lake. Our first ever basketball broadcast on 96.9 The Pulse is Silver Lake at Rossville. A tight game early on. Rossville leading 18-17 at the end of one. Scored the first bucket, start the second quarter 20-17. And then Silver Lake won an 18-0 spurt to take a 35-20 lead. They lead at the break 37-23. Savannah Windy, the 5'5 sophomore, the story. Averages six a game. She's hit five threes so far this year. She hit four in the first half, three in the second quarter, had 11 of Silver Lake's 20 points in that second frame. Silver Lake outscored Rossville in the second quarter 20-5 to take a 14-point lead here at the break. So Wendy has 14. Kaylin Haney has 11. Two for Jaylee Whitehead. Nine for Karis Dieter. And 1 point for Elena Brewster. And for Rossville, they were led by Nora Burdick and Riley Dick, each with nine. 3 points on a three by Lenny Lewis, and 2 points for Sydney Sumner. Foul trouble, two for Hahn, two for Sanders, two for Mitchell, two for Sumner for Rossville. For Silver Lake, Bolin and Karis Dieter each have two personals. Silver Lake 7-14 from the line, just three turnovers in the first half. Rossville turned it over six times, 7-10 from the line were the Bulldogs. They were just one free throw attempt in that second quarter after both teams combined to shoot 23 charity tosses in the first frame. Halftime, 37-23, Silver Lake girls leading Rossville. Back with more of our halftime festivities in 2 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse.
Introducing a new player joining Silver Lake Bank's lineup of loyalty debit cards. Pay tribute with the card that gives back with a new Folds of Honor loyalty debit card from Silver Lake Bank. Your Folds of Honor card helps support and honor the sacrifice of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. More than $125,000 has been donated to local organizations from the Silver Lake Bank Loyalty Card Program. Show your support. Learn more at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank in Topeka, Lawrence, Overland Park, and Silver Lake. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at Nextech are here to help.
With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband, John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Meritow Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Meritow Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Chances are, you're spending more time at home these days. Get a feel-good, smell-good home by cleaning your carpets, vents, and furniture. Bob's Janitorial wants to help you have a healthy home. For reliable, flexible, and friendly service, visit bobsjanitorial.com to set your appointment today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
St. Mary's upset in the sub-state semifinals in overtime, 48-45, and then St. Mary's then lost to Silver Lake in the sub-state final, and Silver Lake went on to win it all, as we just established. Big thank you to our sponsors tonight, include Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, Doltmeyer Homes, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, Performance Tire and Auto in Topeka, Clements Welding up in Morrill, Integrity Insurance, Next Tech, Bob's Janitorial, Silver Lake Bank, Bob Schwartz Financial, Bukati Companies, and Ohrock Legacy Group. Proud sponsors of our games of the week throughout the high school basketball season, right here on 96.9 The Pulse. Back with the second half in 1 minute. Rossville trailing Silver Lake in the girls' varsity contest 37-23. Back in 60 seconds here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Bukati Companies in Rossville is here to protect your quality of life. They provide products and services to individuals and families that help build and protect their health and financial security throughout all stages of life. Bukati Companies can assist in a variety of ways, whether it be helping with employee benefits, HR consulting and training, property and casualty insurance, benefit administration, payroll and accounting, to even helping with compliance. They do all of this with a proven track record of service, knowledge, teamwork, and integrity. Bukati Companies in Rossville, expertise you experience.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Start the second half. Silver Lake turns it over. Rossville in transition. Nice stop. Up and under move off the glass by Nora Burdick for Rossville. She has 11, and the Bulldogs down 37-25 here in the third quarter. Little 3-2 zone look for Rossville. Maybe more of a 2-3, being a little bit more active. To the high post, Bolin out to Deiter. The three, line driving off from the right wing. Paige Hyman fights for the loose ball, nearly had the rebound. Instead, Sumner comes away with it for the Bulldogs in their white jerseys, moving left to right. Silver Lake man-to-man in the maroon and gold. 2 years ago, these two teams met in the sub-state final, Silver Lake winning. Rossville ended their season at 16-7. Silver Lake went 23-3 a couple years ago, went fourth in 3A. As a little floater, good on the drive by Riley Dick. She has 11. Burdick has 11, 22 of their 27. They've been predominantly a 1-2 punch so far this year, coming in with a record of 3-0, first league game of the season. Inside Bolin, great position, but missed the turnaround shot. Challenged by Burdick. Here's Burdick with the leak out. 2-on-2. Burdick attacks now, kicks it over on the left-hand pass to Riley Dick. Good defense by Haney. Dick turned her ankle. Here's a 3 on the way by Lewis. She's fouled across the arm. Check that out. Fawn. Fouled there by Deiter. So the freshman Deiter now with 3 personal fouls. And the first foul of the second half goes against Silver Lake. Silver Lake with wins over Perry LeCompton, 78-23. Holton, 65-33. And then a loss to the second-ranked Cayman D1 Centralia on the road last week, 68-58. That snapped their 28-game winning streak. Deiter had 19 and 4 threes in that game. Haney had 21. They were down 17 at the end of the first quarter, down 14.5. Came back, cut it to 2. And then Centralia hits a clutch free throw to win by 10. Free throw on the way. The second one is good. The first one missing by Hahn, but she makes the second, her first point of the night. She is a 5'4 senior, averaged 6 points, 5 rebounds, 3 steals a year ago, averaging 8.7 rebounds so far this year. Returning starter, third free throw on the way. This one rattles in and out. Just 1 out of 3, 37-28, Silver Lake. To the high post, Haney goes to Deiter, out of control, might have traveled. Rebound, Hyman, the putback doesn't fall. Deiter's slow to get up, and she turned her ankle or landed funny, and she went in, and a foul called as Haney got the rebound. And so Whitehead will replace Deiter. And Coach Porter will go out and check out his talented freshman guard. That loss for Silver Lake was their first loss since March 11th of 2023, when they lost in the third place game at 3A State to Phillipsburg. 28 straight wins, and now trying to avoid back-to-back losses. Right now they lead 37-28 on the road here in Rossville with 6:16 to play in the third quarter. We have an injury on the court. We'll take a 30-second timeout here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Ready to find your path to financial freedom? Turn to Horak Legacy Group. We're an independent financial services company dedicated to helping you with tailored strategies and top-tier insurance solutions. Protect your family and plan for a brighter future. Family-owned and locally rooted with offices in Rossville and Topeka, trust Wendy Horak and our team for your hometown financial planning needs. Horak Legacy Group, where your financial legacy begins. Those who prepare for their future have one.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, not good news for Silver Lake fans. Karis Deiter, a freshman, had to be carried off the floor by head coach Kyle Porter and assistant coach Johnny Roberts. And so Ryan Luke, principal, is checking on her at the end of the bench to my left. I don't know if her knee buckled or if she just turned her ankle really severely. I didn't really see exactly what happened. She went in the lane and she kind of crumbled. And we hope that she's okay. Free throw, back to the action, and swished there by Haney. That foul was on Riley Dick, her second. Haney 4 of 5 from the line. She has 12 points. Second free throw, swished as well. So 39-28, Silver Lake with the lead. Rossville with the ball, moving to our right. Man-to-man defense by the Lady Eagles. Here's Hahn to Maggie Sanders. Fakes the three, drives hard. Shot off the glass. Way too strong. Here's Haney back the other way. Nice dish. Gives it up to Wendy, who lays it in with the left. She's a southpaw. She has 16 to add to her career high. Nice dish by Haney again. 41-28. Haney so good at creating for her teammates. Great passer. Inside double team on Burdick, forced in there by Sanders. And Coach Derek Dick telling Burdick, get big, get wide. Post up seal there against Taylor Zordel. 5'5 seniors, averaging 7 points and 6 rebounds. Burdick has 11 tonight. Riley Dick has 11, lead the Bulldogs offensively. Burdick, a sophomore, turns, fade away, in and out. Rebound underneath to Sumner and fouled by Haney. Haney got her across the face trying to get the rebound. Second on Kaylin Haney, who's shooting 60% from the floor so far this year. Silver Lake, 3rd and 3-8 in 22, 4th and 3-8 in 23, and then state champs a year ago. Quite the run the last 3 years. Rossville trying to get the state for the first time since 06. They think they have the team that could get there. Here's Maggie Sanders. Out front, Riley Dick posting his Burdick. Power dribble, whips it around. Sumner bobbles it, gets it back to Riley Dick. There's no shot clock in the game here for either team. Here is Cheyenne Hahn over to Sumner, giving some room in the pigtail. Silver Lake, a 2-3 zone on the out-of-bounds, and that free throw, or excuse me, that shot is short by Riley Dick. He's from 15 feet, though. Nice pass ahead, and the layup is good by Whitehead as the Eagles able to beat Rossville down the floor, 43-28. Haney always has her eyes up. Great thing to teach young people playing the game, learning how to play basketball. Always have your head up, eyes up, looking down the floor. You can move the ball a lot quicker with a pass than dribbling it. Riley Dick, nice pass, baseline jumper, in and out and back in again for Cheyenne Hahn, the senior. She has 3 her first field goal. All 3 of her points in this third quarter. It's 43-30, Silver Lake, 4:35 to go, third quarter. Russell at 20-17 early in the second. Silver Lake on an 18-0 run. Hyman, great steal, post up, turns, left it short, ball tipped out. Here comes Riley Dick, the junior. Well, jump stop, steps through, and a blocking foul called on Whitehead. Her first, and the second team foul, at that third team foul, on the Eagles. Rossville 18-4 last year, second in the league behind Silver Lake in the Mid-East League at 8-2. And now Silver Lake and Rossville, part of the Big East League, the merger between the Big 7 and the Mid-East. Riley County, also part of the league along with St. Mary's, Rossville, and Silver Lake. There's 11 member schools in the league. Rock Creek with the NCKL. And while Bunsey went their way, first free throw good. Second free throw by Riley Dick is halfway down and out. Lewis, the offensive rebound. Here's Burdick. The reverse layup is good. Nice move by Burdick. She has 13. And it's 43-33, so a three-point trip there for Rossville. Three-pointer back the other way, missed by Wendy from the left-hand corner from the lefty. Here's Burdick. Boy, she's always wanting to push it. Gives it up and throws it past Riley Dick. A turnover. Rossville, there's seventh. Silver Lake's turned it over just 4 times here tonight. Riley Dick, 26 points, 4 threes against Bishop Ward, 23 points, 6 threes against Sacred Heart, 24 points, 3 threes against Chapman. That's a pretty good start to your junior campaign, I'd say. Diagonal pass against the zone, a 3-2 look from Rossville. Sordo lobs it to Haney, who's been playing that high post. Steps through, kicks it over to Wendy, back over to Whitehead. They swing it back into Haney, steps through two defenders, misses the layup, and then a foul called on Haney, and she can't believe it. Wasn't a lot there, but that's her third, and so that's a development. Coach Porter cheering on his team, as is head coach Derek Dick to my right for Rossville. So 43-33, Silver Lake hasn't been able to mount the knockdown punch. Rossville hanging in there down 10 with 3.5 to go in the third quarter from Rossville High School, home of the Bulldogs. Entry is a Burdick, knocked away by Boland and bumps into Sanders. Burdick comes away with it, a little bit of contact. They let him play this time. Baseline pass tipped by Haney. Dick, pull up Jay. Oh, nice little crossover between the leg and step back over Haney. What a play by Riley Dick. She has 14. And she's just a junior. So these two talented point guards will battle again next year as seniors. 43-35. Wendy left all alone for three. Misses from the left-hand corner again. Backside rebound. Zordo kicks it out to Haney. Fakes it one way. Brings it back out. Left-hand pass top of the key. Left side. It's a lob into Boland from Wendy. Boland missed the turnaround layup off the glass. Left it short. Ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Rossville in the form of Maggie Sanders. 43-35 Silver Lake. Eagles looking at head coach, actually assistant coach Mark Johnson, what they want to run on out-of-bounds play. Sordo to trigger it in. Wide open is Boland, giving plenty of room. Shoots and misses the three from the right side. Haney the rebound. And then throws it underneath, and a low-percentage pass. Rare turnover by Haney. Picked off, Burdick wears a shoulder, and a blocking foul called on Wendy. Well, Wendy really wasn't in position to take a charge, but Burdick did lower his shoulder, so you could understand why both crowds would have reacted no matter how that call was whistled and decided upon by the officials. So Wendy with her first, and it is the 15th foul on Silver Lake. The free throw rolls in for Burdick. I'll say one thing about Burdick. She is so aggressive. Sometimes when you're a younger player, not as aggressive, she's super aggressive, and just a sophomore. Second free throw on the way is good. She's 7-10 from the line. She has 15, and Silver Lake's lead is down to 6. Karis Deiter, the freshman, out with an injury, suffered a few minutes ago. Haney playing with 3 fouls for the Eagles. Fires it on the baseline of Zordel. Zordel, quick move, baseline, reverse, layup, no. Foul called on Burdick. Coach Dick didn't like that call. Foul on Burdick, that's just her first, according to my count. Second team foul on the Lady Bulldogs. With 2 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the third quarter, Silver Lake 43, Rossville 37. Silver Lake's biggest lead has been 15, 35-20. As a result of an 18-0 run, and they're down 20-17, they scored the next 18 unanswered. Free throw put in by Zordel. That's her first point of the evening. She's a 5'5 senior, 60% foul shooter, averaging 7.6 rebounds. Steps into a bigger role this year, and she splashes the second free throw. Now we have a whistle and a sub. Coming in is Lily Mitchell, 5'5 junior for the Bulldogs, and going out is Maggie Sanders. So 45-37, Silver Lake. Back up by 8. Rossville led by as many as 6 back in the second quarter. Silver Lake in the man-to-man defense. Rossville posting up his Burdick on the right block. Bounce it right off her foot. And here comes Haney. Turnover number 9 for Rossville. Haney giving some room. Drives into the lane. Kicks it out. Far corner. Wendy will try it. And this one off. Wendy's missed all 3 of her 3s in the second half. Now she cuts in and lays it up and misses. Little floater on the offensive rebound. Boland. Good dish. Good cut. But couldn't finish. And here comes Riley Dick ahead to her teammate, which is Lily Mitchell. Now this pass is behind Mitchell from Hahn. Check that, Lewis. And a turnover for Rossville there, 10. Rossville will be at Holton on Friday, and then January 7th, after the new year, they'll host Jeff West. Silver Lake will be at Hiawatha Friday, and then they'll host St. Mary's Tuesday, January the 7th, which will have for you on 96.9 The Pulse. Zordel given all kinds of room to shoot the 3. Nobody within 10 feet. She misses from the far corner. And here's Burdick with a low to steam. Step back jumper off the heel, no, from the right elbow. Hyman, a strong rebound on the box out. And here's Haney wanting to push it across the timeline from right to left. One-handed pass. Zordel wide open. Spot up 3 in front of the Silver Lake bench. Bailey grazes the side of the iron and out of bounds on the baseline. It goes to Rossville. Whitehead checking in. Zordel will get a breather. So it is Riley Dick along with Mitchell and Lewis, also Hahn and Burdick. And for Silver Lake, you've got Wendy, Haney, Whitehead, Bolin, and Hyman. Pull up Jay from 17 straight on, missing, too strong. Back iron for Riley Dick, long rebound to Whitehead. 52 seconds to go in the third quarter. Wendy giving room, the gunslinger launches again, that's one short. And Haney almost picked up her 4th foul. Out of bounds, last touch by Haney. But Wendy was red hot in that second quarter. She hit 3 threes in that frame. Had 11 of Silver Lake's 20 points in that 20-5 run in the second quarter. 4 threes in the first half for Wendy. And the worst thing that happened to her, she cooled off in the locker room. She's missed all 4 of her 3-point attempts in the second half. And now Dick's pass knocked away by Haney. Haney dives and keeps it in bounds. And it rolls right to Whitehead. Another turnover for Rossville. Whitehead, chest pass ahead to Wendy. Over to Whitehead to the trailer Haney. Silver Lake can hold for the final shot of the third quarter, and they will. 22 seconds and ticking, third quarter, 45-37, Silver Lake with the lead. Silver Lake won both meetings a year ago en route to an undefeated state championship. And Rossville, 2 of their 4 losses were to Silver Lake. Here's Haney, one-on-one against Riley Dick, puts up the floater in the lane. No, gets her own rebound, goes up strong, counted and won. Boy, Haney not to be denied. Good defense by Riley Dick, but the bad thing was they couldn't get a box out. Haney misses the shot, gets her own rebound. Foul is on Mitchell. That's her 3rd. And so Haney now with 15 points. Free throw on the way. She rattles it in there. Traditional 3-point play. She now has 16. 48-37. Baseball pass ahead. And Rossville steps out of bounds on the inline to my right. Turnover for the Bulldogs. That's their 6th of the quarter, 12th of the game. Just 5/10 of a second remaining. Inbounds to Haney. She launches it from the free throw line here on the near side. 75 feet, well short to the left. At the end of three, it's Silver Lake 48, Rossville 37. Back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute. It's our game of the week on 96.9 The Pulse.
Chances are, you're spending more time at home these days. Get a feel-good, smell-good home by cleaning your carpets, vents, and furniture. Bob's Janitorial wants to help you have a healthy home. For reliable, flexible, and friendly service, visit bobsjanitorial.com to set your appointment today.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with Studio Engineer MJ, Wade Gershner with you from Rossville High School, home of the Bulldogs. It's our game of the week on 96.9 The Pulse. Boys game to follow later tonight. Rossville boys ranked 7-2A, 2-1. They only lost to Sacred Heart at the Chapman Irish Classic. Silver Lake boys are off to a 3-0 start. Start the fourth quarter of the girls' game. Silver Lake with a 48-37 advantage. Into the near corner in front of the Rossville bench to our right is Hahn. Now over to Maggie Sanders. Skips it to the near wing. The lob for Burdick. Good help side defense. Back on the weak side is Bolin, and she forces the turnover. Bad pass picked off there on the baseline by Hyman. Another turnover. That is 13 now for Rossville after handling the ball very well in the first quarter. That's a concern coming into this season. Haney zips the pass in the corner to Zordles. Zordles giving all kinds of room. Boy, they're not respecting her three-point shot at all. Zordles hit a couple already this year. They're just packing in the paint. Want to prevent Haney from penetrating. Now a little pick and roll action. Hyman not ready for pass over her head and out of bounds. That's one I think where Paige has got to be ready for that little pick and roll. With it. Her and Haney just weren't on the same page. Six turnovers for the Lady Eagles. Just tuning in, Rossville led most of the first half, led 20-17 early in the second. And then Silver Lake went 18-0 blitz. Led by 15, and the lead's been cut to six. Here's a three, rattled in there, left of the key by Riley Dick. She has 17, her second three. She continues to shoot the three ball so well. And it's 48-40, Silver Lake. Rossville hanging in there. Haney, left-handed pass to Zordle. Bounce pass to Whitehead. Karis Deiter out of the game, the freshman injured in the third quarter. And now Haney throws up a wild scoop over her shoulder, hit the deck, wanted a foul, didn't get the call, banker too strong. Here's Burdick in transition. Dick spot up three, bounces in. It was off the left, took a high bounce at Karam, and then back in. Riley Dick now with 20, her third three of the night. Just like that, it's 48-43. 2-3 zone. No, it's a man-to-man by Rossville. With Zordle giving some room by Riley Dick. 48-43. Back-to-back triples by Riley Dick, who has 20 to lead all scores. Burdick has 15. Here's Haney. Doesn't take the three into the paint. Back out to Zordle. Into Hyman. Good post. Turn. Shot up. And Paige can't hit the turnaround right-hand hook. She's had a tough night so far this evening, but time for that to change. 48-43. Burdick. Now Sumner. Left of the key. Hahn into the cutter. And the block shot by Bolin. As driving with the left was Maggie Sanders, but rejected by Bolin. Double H is 17 girls out for basketball. Rossville has 14, only 12 are healthy. Inbounds to Burdick, steps through. Banker too strong. Zordle, strong rebound. And now comes away with it. In transition, three on three. Zordle wisely backs it out, gives it up to her point guard, a junior playmaker, Kaylin Haney, in a timeout call by Kyle Porter and Silver Lake at the full timeout. 48-43 Silver Lake, 5:22 to go fourth quarter, back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Ready to find your path to financial freedom? Turn to Horak Legacy Group. We're an independent financial services company dedicated to helping you with tailored strategies and top-tier insurance solutions.
protect your family, and plan for a brighter future. Family-owned and locally rooted with offices in Rossville and Topeka, trust Wendy Horrock and our team for your hometown financial planning needs. Horrock Legacy Group, where your financial legacy begins. Those who prepare for their future have one.
Chances are, you're spending more time at home these days. Get a feel-good, smell-good home by cleaning your carpets, vents, and furniture. Bob's Janitorial wants to help you have a healthy home. For reliable, flexible, and friendly service, visit bobsjanitorial.com to set your appointment today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Silver Lake calling that timeout. They have three remaining. Rossville, they have... Actually, it says that Silver Lake has four remaining, so perhaps that was their first one. The earlier one they gave to Rossville, so my apologies there. So Rossville has two timeouts left. Silver Lake has four. Nora Burdick was, I think, dealing with a cramp in her calf, so that was being worked out during the timeout. Rossville was down by as many as 15. They're within five now. Back-to-back threes by Riley Dick. Silver Lake with the ball. 2-3. No, it's a man-to-man. Looked to be 2-3 for a moment, but it is man-to-man. Here's Boland into the paint, steps through, and is fouled. The first foul this fourth quarter. And we'll see who it is on. It is on Sydney Sumner. She had two early fouls. That's just her third now. We mentioned those thin rosters. Silver Lake has 17 as a free throw swished by Boland. The first point of the night, a senior. Silver Lake, three seniors, two juniors, six sophomores, six freshmen. They start two seniors, two juniors, and a freshman. This is second free throw in and out. Rebounded by Burdick on the baseline. One out of two for Boland. And it's 49-43, Silver Lake. Rossville has 14 on their roster, 12 that are healthy. Just two seniors. Here's Burdick turns. Passes tipped and stolen by Haney. Tipped by, I think, Boland. Haney behind the back dribble. Attacks the goal and puts it in! Right against Riley Dick. What a battle that's been tonight. And Haney has 18. 51-43, Silver Lake. Burdick corrals a loose pass there from Riley Dick. Rossville, two seniors, six juniors, three sophomores, three freshmen on their team. They start a sophomore, Burdick, two juniors, and two seniors. Silver Lake in a man-to-man. Posting up is Burdick. Double team, triple team. Back out is the Sanders. That one in and out. Skims off the rim, and Zordal, a nice rebound for Silver Lake. Silver Lake in the maroon and gold uniforms, gold numerals, the maroon jerseys, and Rossville in the white with the scarlet gray numerals outlined in red. Posted up by Hyman, back out front, almost picked off there by Hahn. Here's Haney going to work. Steps through, all the way to the hoop, and is fouled right across the wrist. Haney will get two free throws. Kaylin Haney, averaging 19 a game. She has 18 so far tonight. All-state selection. A year ago, career-high 26 in the state title game against Heston. Burdick called for the personal, just her second. First team foul, check that second team foul in Rossville in the fourth quarter as the free throw was up and swished by Haney, who is 7 of 8 from the foul line. I said earlier she's shooting 58% from the line. I'm sure that number will get better, and it has so far this evening as she's now 8 of 9. 53-43. So after the timeout, Silver Lake has gone on a quick little run. 5-0 spurt. Lob inside. Not a great pass. Tipped away. Riley Dick gets it back against Haney. Leans in. Forces up the shot. Haney backs off. She has three fouls. Now pump fake, and now she picked up her fourth. Foul on the floor. Well, Haney did a good job of backing off, so didn't pick up a fourth, but the problem was when she backed off, that allowed Riley Dick to get position to follow her own shot, get her own offensive rebound, went up again, and Haney, the head of the snake for Silver Lake, might have to come out. We'll see. Nope, Coach Porter trusts her. That is her fourth foul. 3:46 to play in the fourth quarter. Wendy is out. Dieter is out with an injury. Suffered in the third quarter, the freshman. Now a bad pass. Far side picked off by Haney. One-on-one against Dick. Steps through, leans in, misses. Dick tried to take the charge to foul at Haney. No call. Back the other way on the miss. Sprinting open for a layup is Hahn. Haney wanted a call. I think she might have been better off no call so she didn't get a charge. Right idea by Riley Dick. 53-45. Rossville hanging around, down eight. Still plenty of time, 3:20 to go. Silver Lake be wise to run some clock here. Not a denial man-to-man defense. And now Boland shoots a three. Not the shot you probably want to do. Might want to run a little clock. Rebounded by Burdick. Quickly ahead. Bad pass again. Picked off. Haney reads it with the steal. Kalen steps through, flips it up, missed it, and the rebound to Burdick. Burdick back to defend the goal at 5-11. And now putting it up and going right in the bowl and losing the ball out of bounds is Sanders. Sanders initiated the contact. Bowling went vertical straight up. I think that was a good non-call by the official, but you like what Maggie Sanders is trying to do, trying to draw the foul and go to the line. Roscoe 14 turnovers, Silver Lake with 7. Silver Lake will host Hiawatha on Friday, and Roscoe will be on the road at Holt. That'll be the final games before the holiday break. 53-45, Silver Lake with the lead with under 3 minutes to play in the fourth. Here's Bolin. There's no need to shoot it if you're Silver Lake unless you get a layup. Here's Zordel. Roscoe's got to turn up the defensive intensity here. Another level. They got to start denying and gambling a little bit. Here's Whitehead as Silver Lake. The clock is their friend. It's like the sixth man. Inside Hyman. Back out to Bolin. Here is Zordel. Diagonal pass to Whitehead. Bolin has it left of the key. Burdick extends the defense out beyond the three-point arc. Haney taps her head with the right palm. Gives it to Hyman. Cutting is Bolin. Way up good. By Hyman. It was a set play. And Bolin able to score. And as I said, Silver Lake shouldn't do anything other than shoot a layup. Back the other way. Foul is called. Roscoe turning it over. And the foul is on Hahn. That's her third team foul. Well, I'll tell you, you got to give Roscoe credit. They were down 15. Battle back cut to 5, but now it's back to 10. Timeout on the floor called by Silver Lake. 55-45. Roscoe, 2:08 to play. Back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horrock Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horrock Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horrock Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at Nextech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, with our studio engineer, MJ, back to the studios of Hiawatha, Wade Gershon with you from Rossville. Double A girls leading Rossville in this varsity contest, 55-45, 2 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Silver Lake will run some clock, play keep away right now against Roscoe. Bulldogs just 3 team fouls, so they need 2 more to put Silver Lake on the line. And then you have one of the best point guards in the state in Silver Lake's Kalen Haney, the master of the controls, the captain of the ship right now. He leading the way with 20 for Silver Lake. Wendy off the bench with 16. Burdick with 15 for Roscoe, and Riley Dick with 20. Haney over to Bolin. Karis Deiter out of the game. Had an injury in the third quarter. The freshman had 19 against Centralia, so we'll see if she can play on Friday as Haney is fouled by Hahn with a minute 12 to go. Hahn with her fourth team foul. Next one to put Silver Lake into the double bonus. No one-on-ones anymore. Looks like the left leg or ankle or knee is being iced. I can't tell for sure here for Deiter to my far left into the Silver Lake bench. She was hurt back in the third quarter. Well, these two teams will play again February the 18th, and both teams will be much improved by the time that game rolls along. It comes around at Silver Lake. Haney with a left-hand dribble being bumped a little bit here. Sanders applying the pressure. Here's Zordel driving baseline, and that's an offensive foul. She extends the arm against Burdick. Zordel called for the foul. That's her second. That's just the second team foul at Silver Lake. Player control foul here in the fourth quarter. Not the end of the world. Tighter game, it would have been an issue, but Silver Lake up by 10. Here's Riley Dick. Drives against Whitehead, puts up an off-balance shot, missing, but a whistle, late whistle, called on Whitehead, her second. I think that was the right call. There was contact. It was the timing of the whistle that has the Silver Lake fans to my left a little bit disgruntled. Almost like if it goes in, they weren't going to call it. It didn't, so they called it, which I don't like that at all. I'm not saying that's what they did on purpose, but it almost felt that way for a moment as Riley Dick hits the free throw. Last thing that Silver Lake wants to do is foul. Riley Dick hit three threes, and she hits both free throws. 5 of 6 on the line. Timeout Rossville. 55-47. 51 seconds to go. Back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Full court pressure being applied by Rosso after the timeout. They are out of timeouts. Sort of throw it in. Haney catches it on the baseline. Here comes the trap. She tried to dribble out of it and lost it out of bounds. Verdict, good pressure along with Riley Dick. Forces Silver Lake in their ninth turnover of the night. So 47 seconds to play. It is a three-possession game. Silver Lake 55, Rossville 47. Lobbing to Burdick. Nice catch against Sorta. Leans in, puts it up, no. Gets her own rebound, and a loose ball foul called on Silver Lake as Burdick and Bolin are tied up. And Burdick, I think, is cramping again on that left calf and leg. Cramps. I've had those calf cramps, and they feels like somebody's stabbing you with a knife. It feels so bad. She's dealing with that right now and in pain, writhing pain, but it's a short-term situation. Once she gets some fluid, stretches out, she'll be all right. And so we have a timeout due to the cramp issue for Burdick. Head coach Derek Dick is working there on her left leg and stretching out. We talked about it earlier during the timeout that she was cramping a little bit and was on the floor near the bench area during a stoppage of play trying to stretch out that calf. And it end up tightening again here with 43.4 to play fourth quarter, 55-47 in favor of Silver Lake. Go ahead and keep it here for now. Rossville ranked 6th in Class 2A, 3-0. It's their first league game of the year. And Silver Lake has two league wins in the Big East over Perry LeCompton and Holton. Their only loss, a non-league game to number 2 team in the state, D1 Centralia, on Friday, 68-58. Snapping their 28-game winning streak. Silver Lake will host Hiawatha Friday, then Tuesday, January 7th after the holiday break. They'll be hosting St. Mary's. We'll have that one for you on 96.9 The Pulse. And Rossville will be at Holton on Friday, host Jeff West on January the 7th. Here is Bolin. Pass ahead to Whitehead. 2-on-2. Lobs it ahead to Hyman. And a foul called on the Bulldogs with 39.7 to play here in the fourth. That will put Silver Lake to the line. The foul is on Lewis. And so to the line is Jaylee Whitehead, 5'5 sophomore. J.P. Whitehead will be in the boys' game coming up later tonight. Free throw on the way. Rattled in there. She has 5 off the bench. These two schools will play again in Silver Lake on February the 18th. Second free throw. Also in there for Whitehead. He has 6. And it's back to a 10-point advantage for Silver Lake at 57-47. Riley Dick, screen set by Sanders, and Riley Dick buries the triple. She has 25 and 4 threes, 57-50, and now Haney is fouled by Riley Dick. And so Haney will shoot free throws. Man, you have to be so impressed with the two-point guards. Of course, Haney, not as much of a long-distance marksman, although she's hit 3 threes. She's more about driving mid-range game. Riley Dick, she showed the mid-range game with some floaters, but she is a marksman from downtown. She has 4 threes, and now 17 threes, and this is just game 4 of the season. As Claire Whitmore checking in, a freshman, going out is Sumner. Haney hits the free throw. So Haney has 21. Silver Lake's point guard leading the way. Riley Dick with 25 to lead Roscoe. Make it 22 for Haney. He's now 10 of 11 from the line. I'll push that free throw percentage back up into some better levels. 59-50. Here's Riley Dick. Step back three over Whitehead. It's another. Holy shnikes. She has 28. Just a little crossover, a little step back. I was guarded, and she drilled it right between the eyes. 59-53 with 15.6 to go, and Silver Lake is fouled as they get the ball in. And it's Haney to the other end to my left to shoot free throws. Silver Lake pulls everybody off the lane. Makes one. It probably will seal it, and she does. 11-12 for Haney from the line. 23 points. Did not make a three tonight. Silver Lake made four threes all by Savannah Windy all in the first half. Three in the second quarter. As Haney in a rhythm at the line, that's 24 now. Career high was 26 in the state title game a year ago. 61-53. Riley Dick gives it up to Sanders. Back to Riley Dick. Shoots the high arcing three. That one wide left. Rebound on the air ball by Boland as Riley Dick had to force it up. 3.3 to play. Whistle and a foul on Rossville. And Silver Lake will avoid losing back-to-back games. They will improve to 3-1 overall. 3-0 in Big East play. And by the way, there is no double round robin this year in the Big East League, even though they could have done it, but they chose not to because there's 11 teams. So if you have, you play everybody twice, that'd be 20 games. So you wouldn't be able to do a midseason tournament, play other teams. So that makes sense. But there are situations, a lot of rivalries are like Roswell Silver Lake. They're going to play twice. The first game is the league game. The second game back, coming up February 18th, that is a non-league game between the two schools. So keep note of that. So this is the more important of the two in regards to the league standings. Boland misses a free throw. Second one, also no good. And in the inbounds, here's Riley Dick, and she can't get off the shot near sideline. And that is your ball game. Final score, Silver Lake, number 5 team in 3A, knocks off the number 6 team in 2A, Rossville, here in Rossville tonight on a game of the week on 96.9 The Pulse. Your final score, Silver Lake Lady Eagles 62, Rossville Bulldogs 53. Back with a post-game show in 2.5 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse.
Bucati Companies in Rossville is here to protect your quality of life. They provide products and services to individuals and families that help build and protect their health and financial security throughout all stages of life. Bucati Companies can assist in a variety of ways, whether it be helping with employee benefits, HR consulting and training, property and casualty insurance, benefit administration, payroll and accounting, to even helping with compliance. They do all of this with a proven track record of service, knowledge, teamwork, and integrity. Bucati Companies in Rossville, expertise you experience.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Hi, this is Remington from Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. My dad and I do a wide range of projects for our customers. We are dealers for Sherlock, Sioux City Tarp, and Thunderstone, Minimizer Fenders, and your Dexter and Redneck trailer parts. We can make you a custom hydraulic hose and stock Interstate batteries. At Clements Welding and Supply, we make custom metal projects and farm equipment repairs. Check us out on Facebook or stop by Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
Introducing a new player joining Silver Lake Bank's lineup of loyalty debit cards. Pay tribute with the card that gives back with the new Folds of Honor loyalty debit card from Silver Lake Bank. Your Folds of Honor card helps support and honor the sacrifice of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. More than $125,000 has been donated to local organizations from the Silver Lake Bank loyalty card program. Show your support. Learn more at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank in Topeka, Lawrence, Overland Park, and Silver Lake. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
Chances are, you're spending more time at home these days. Get a feel-good, smell-good home by cleaning your carpets, vents, and furniture. Bob's Janitorial wants to help you have a healthy home. For reliable, flexible, and friendly service, visit bobsjanitorial.com to set your appointment today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And along with Studio Engineer MJ, Wade Gerstner back with you. Our game of the week on 96.9 The Pulse. Doubleheader tonight in the Mid-East, or not the Mid-East League, it used to be the Mid-East League, but the Big East League. And Rossville hosting here tonight. Boys game coming up in a moment. We'll preview that with you here in just a little while. But the girls game goes to Silver Lake. Silver Lake wins it 62-53. Rossville led most of the first quarter. In fact, led by as many as 18-12. Rossville led 18-17 at the end of one. It was 20-17. Rossville scored the first two of the second quarter, and then Silver Lake went on an 18-0 blitz. 18 unanswered to take a 35-20 lead. End up outscoring Rossville 20-5 in that second quarter, and that was really the difference in the game. Savannah Windy, the sophomore, had 11 of her 16 points in that second quarter and had 14 points in the first half. She finished with 16, hit all four of Silver Lake's threes tonight. And then Rossville down 14 at half, cut it to 6 in the third quarter, got it down to 6 in the fourth quarter at 49-43, and that's as close as they'd get. And Silver Lake wins it by a final of 62-53. Let's go through the totals. Silver Lake improving to 3-1 overall, 3-0 in the league. They're led by Kaylin Haney with 25 unofficially, 13-14 from the line. 6 points for Jaylee Whitehead off the bench, 2-2 from the line. Taylor Zordel, 2 free throws. She had 2 points. Ella Boland, 3 points. Elena Brewster, a free throw for 1 point. Karis Dider, before she was injured in the third quarter, freshman, 9 points, 3 of 8 from the foul line. Savannah Windy with 16, 14 in the first half, 11 in the second quarter, 4 threes all in the first half, 3 of those 4 threes in that second quarter. Silver Lake turned over unofficially just 9 times. All 4 threes by Windy, 22 of 32 from the line were the Lady Eagles here tonight, and they will be at home on Friday at Silver Lake taking on Hiawatha, another Big East League tilt. Rossville suffers their first loss of the season at 3-1, 0-1 in the Big East League. They were led by Riley Dick, the 5'6 junior point guard, 28 points, 19 in the second half. She's 5-6 in the line, hit 5 3-pointers. She's now made 18 threes, and we played just 4 games. That means she's averaging 4.5 made threes a game. That's insane. And the 2-year starter, now in her third year as a starter, and man, she was able to shoot the ball very, very well again here tonight. She had 28, a game high. Nora Burdick with 15, 9 in the first half. She was 7-10 from the line. That was 43 of the 53 for Rossville. 5 points for Cheyenne Hahn. 3 points on a three-pointer by Lenny Lewis. 2 points for Sydney Sumner. Rossville 13-19 in the line. 6 made threes, 5 by Riley Dick, and 1 by Lewis. Turnovers 14 for Rossville. They will be on the road at Holt coming up on Friday. Once again, your girls' final. Silver Lake 62, Rossville 53. We're going to throw it back to the studios to MJ here for about, let's go ahead and give it to MJ for about 3.5 to 4 minutes, if you would. Allow me to go get a drink, and I'll be right back, and we'll have the boys' contest coming up next. It's our games of the week here on this Tuesday on 96.9. The Pulse. Silver Lake girls win the first game of the night here in Rossville against the Bulldogs, 62-53. Back in a few minutes on 96.9 The Pulse.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you.
I'll just let you know when I'm back, okay?
Swinging a hammer and on the phone negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Ready to find your path to financial freedom? Turn to Horak Legacy Group. We're an independent financial services company dedicated to helping you with tailored strategies and top-tier insurance solutions. Protect your family and plan for a brighter future. Family-owned and locally rooted with offices in Rossville and Topeka, trust Wendy Horak and our team for your hometown financial planning needs. Horak Legacy Group, where your financial legacy begins. Those who prepare for their future have one.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband, John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
I took her out, it was a Friday night. I walk alone to get the feeling right. We started making out, and she took off her pants. But then I turned on the TV, and that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23. What's my age again? What's my age again? But later on the drive home, I called her mom from a payphone. I said I was the cops and your husband's in jail. This thing looks down on sodomy, and that's about the time that bitch hung up on me. Nobody loves you when you're 23.
I'm Justin Glasgow, owner of Performance Tire and Auto. During this special time of the year, we want to express our deepest gratitude to all that have supported us.
To our incredible staff, thank you for your dedication. Your hard work brings joy to our customers.
To our valued customers, you are our greatest gift. Thank you for making us a part of your holiday journey.
And to our healthcare workers, our first responders, and our teachers, your selfless service is the true spirit of the season. Thank you for all that you do.
Wishing you a joyful holiday and a Merry Christmas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Anyway, Gershon back with you. Girls game in the books. Silver Lake victorious over Rossville, 62-53. It's our games of the week. You say game of the week, but it's a doubleheader on 96.9. The Pulse. Way Gershon with you, along with Steve Engineer MJ back at the studios in Hiawatha. It's We get ready to the boys' contest. So the girls' game was a matchup of two ranked teams, according to the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association. The boys' game probably should be. Silver Lake boys are off to a 3-0 start after going 14-8 a year ago. And they're also boys ranked 7th in 2A. They are 2-1. Rossville winning their opener 77-69 against Bishop Ward at home here in Rossville, part of the Irish Classic hosted by Chapman. Then the second, third games were played in Chapman. Rossville lost to Sacred Heart 68-55, and then Saturday destroyed Chapman 87-27. And they will play an amoeba zone defense, as their head coach Brandon McDonald in his third year told me earlier this week. And I said, well, explain that a little bit. And he says, well, we kind of stretch it out and we're looking for deflections. And he said, that's a category that a lot of people don't really keep track of, but we really want to get a lot of deflections. And I agree that that is really a stat that probably should be kept more often, because when you get deflections, that means you're active defensively. And you go look at the stats and it says, oh, you don't have that many deflections, and you're probably not very active defensively. So Roscoe's off to a 2-1 start. This will be their first league game of the year. Last year went 15-7. They were co-champs with Rock Creek, which was their first league title since, I believe, 2011. They lost in sub-state semifinals at Riley County to Nemaha Central. So Coach McDonald's third year record of 24-22. He was an assistant coach at Topeka West, played at Topeka High. He was a four-year player in college at Banker. He learned under head coach Bloomquist at Topeka West. In fact, that's where he got the Amoeba defense. Kind of stole it, as he said. And I think anything that a coach uses nowadays is stolen from somebody else, and it's flattering. Rossville losing Silver Lake the first time they met a year ago, 62-54, and then Rossville won a thriller here in Rossville against Silver Lake on February the 9th in overtime, 87-79. These two schools will play again in Silver Lake on February the 18th. Assistant coaches Noah Cross and Dale Golder. Rossville starts two seniors and three juniors. We'll go over that lineup in a little bit. They have 21 boys out for basketball, seven seniors, seven juniors, no sophomores, and seven freshmen. Rossville is averaging 73 points a game in the early part of the season, giving up 55, and they're getting 12 assists per game, 11 steals per game. They've been to state five times in school history. In 2000, lost in the first round in 3A state. 2006, third in 3A. Lost in the semis. 2009, fourth in 3A. Lost to Wichita Collegiate in the semis. 2010, third in 3A. Lost to Wichita Collegiate in the semis, back-to-back years. 2011, they lost in the first round in 3A to Atchison County. So they've been to state five times. 3 years in a row they went. 2009, 2010, 2011. Last time they made it to state. And Coach McDonald's first year, Roscoe went 7-14. He inherited a team that had gone 3-18 the year prior. And he's already in 2 years built them into a league champion. And the goals for Roscoe are pretty simple, and that is win league and make it to state. They certainly are capable of doing that. Very athletic. And Coach McDonald saying at times we need a bit more discipline. He felt like Sacred Heart was a more disciplined team that beat him 68-55 on Friday. But he thought his team was a more athletic team, so he just got to put it all together. They're led by Jack Donovan, 5'11 junior guard, averaging 25 points per game, and head coach's son Jacoby averaging 10 a game as the point guard. For Silver Lake, they come in 3-0, 2-0 in the Big East League, as they have wins over Perry LeCompton, 59-52, knocked off Holt 67-50, and then won at Centralia on Friday, 67-44, and this will probably be their toughest test to date here tonight on the road against their rival, Aurora, on 24. And Dane Johnson off to a tremendous start, averaging 25 points and 8 rebounds, had 23 points in the first half, finished with 28 in the win over Holton, then had 24 in the win over Centralia on Friday, and then he's the Batman, and to every Batman there's a Robin, and the Robin is Brody Dieter, 6'1 senior guard for Silver Lake, averaging 18 points, 4 rebounds, and he had 21 against Holton, and he had 20 against Centralia on Friday. Silver Lake, led by head coach Shannon Krueger in his second stint with the program. He was head coach from 03 to 05, and this is his second year in stint number two. Last year, Silver Lake went 14-8, their first winning season in 5 years. First winning season since 2018-19. Finished third in the league behind Rock Creek in Rossville. They lost in the sub-state semifinals to Beloit, blown out in that one 63-35. Beloit, of course, went on to go finished third at state, was the number one team in the state most of the year, went 24-2, so no shame in falling to Beloit in the sub-state semifinals. But Silver Lake and Rossville, these two programs going in the right direction, and they're ascending to the top of what they hope will be possibly a league championship this year. Brock LaRoe and Lauren Ziegler, longtime girls head coach and multi-champion head coach with the girls for Silver Lake. Those are the assistants for Shannon Krueger. And Silver Lake last year lost two games in overtime, and they were 2-3 in games decided by five or less. So if they closed some of those close games, their record would be much better this year compared to last year. Still a successful year at 14-8. Silver Lake scoring 64 points a game, allowing 49. They've been to state eight times in their history. Last time was 2017. They were 3A state champs in 1981, fourth in 1970 and 2013, third in 1982. In the state semis four times in their school's history, not just that one state title, which that's one's more than a lot of schools have. Of course, the girls have seven and got one last year. The boys do have one to credit back in 1981. Silver Lake starts three seniors and two juniors. They have 34 kids out for basketball. That's a good numbers They have 8 seniors, 4 juniors, and 2 sophomores on their varsity roster. So the Lake will be in action Friday at home against Hiawatha, and they'll have a holiday break and host St. Mary's on January 7th, which we'll have for you on 96.9 The Pulse. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll introduce you to the starting lineups at Silver Lake in Rossville. The boys' game coming up next on 96.9 The Pulse.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
Chances are, you're spending more time at home these days. Get a feel-good, smell-good home by cleaning your carpets, vents, and furniture. Bob's Janitorial wants to help you have a healthy home. For reliable, flexible, and friendly service, visit bobsjanitorial.com to set your appointment today.
Bucati Companies in Rossville is here to protect your quality of life. They provide products and services to individuals and families that help build and protect their health and financial security throughout all stages of life. Bucati Companies can assist in a variety of ways, whether it be helping with employee benefits, HR consulting and training, property and casualty insurance, benefit administration, payroll and accounting, to even helping with compliance. They do all of this with a proven track record of service, knowledge, teamwork, and integrity. Bucati Companies in Rossville, expertise you experience.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters. Start your dream home now with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ben Gershon back with you from Rossville. Our game of the week on 96.9 The Pulse. The final pass along to you. Girls game. Nemaw Central beats Valley Heights 39-37 to avoid an 0-4 start to their season. Silver Lake girls won earlier tonight here on 96.9 The Pulse, 62-53 over Rossville. Let's introduce you to starting lineups. First for the visitors, Silver Lake head coach Shannon Kruger. His starting lineup tonight, Dane Johnson, 6'3 junior guard, averaging 25 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists. Last year averaged 16 points and 6 rebounds, and he's just a junior. Brody Dider, a 6'1 senior guard, averaging 18 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals. Last year averaged 12 points and 4 assists a game. J.P. Whitehead is a 5'10 junior guard, averaging 1.1 rebound, 2 assists. Grady Bergman, a 6'1 junior guard, averaging 3.3 rebounds. Eamon Kaufman, a 6'3 senior forward, averaging 8 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals. We will give you the Rossville starting lineup coming up in just a moment as we pause the national anthem back in 90 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horrock Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horrock Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maritime Wealth Management, LLC. Horrock Legacy Group, LLC and Maritime Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at NextTech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
Calling all you grain haulers. Get a new tarp or trap system for your grain trailer or end dump at Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. Clements Welding and Supply are dealers for Sherlock, Sioux City Tarps, and now Thunderstone. Upgrade your manual crank system with a new electric or hydraulic system, or replace a damaged tarp. Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, your go-to location for all your tarp needs. Clements Welding and Supply is also a Minimizer fender dealer for all welding repairs of all kinds as well. Come see Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Rossville. It's our game of the week on 96.9 The Pulse. Scotty could tune in.